as we've wrapped up the month of women and look ahead to Tourism and Heritage Month, and what it has in store for us, or should I say for the third largest state-owned forestry company, we are joined by Safco's Senior Manager, Marketing and Communications. It's actually Safco's Senior Marketing and Communications Manager, Nokutula Makarenge, to share some insight on some of the initiatives that the forestry company has undertaken. Nokutula, could you just take us through forestry's contribution to the country and Mpumalanga's economy, and how many people directly or indirectly have benefited from the sector?
Thank you, Zingiswa. Afternoon to you and afternoon to all the listeners. Well, the forestry industry is a multi-billion rand industry, and according to the recent stats, it contributes about 9.8% of the country's GDP, and around 4.9% to the country's manufacturing GDP. So alone, this industry employs over 162,000 people. So it is a major contributor in the economy of South Africa.
Now, due to civicultural and technological advancements, we've seen a breakdown of gender barriers in the industry. Now, how is Safco contributing to these developments, or the development of women in particular?
I think Safco, you would have seen that during the entire month of August, we ran a month-long campaign, which was aiming at really creating awareness about the forestry industry and the viable options. And also, we spoke to a lot of Safco employees who are female during the month, just to encourage our young ladies to say it's an option. There are women who are really making it and excelling in the forestry industry, and it is something to consider when one considers their career options. So Safco is we call ourselves a catalyst of rural development and transformation at Safco. So women empowerment, as you can see, there's a lot of us, young women within Safco who are in management level. So this is to show that Safco does not only speak transformation, but it does transformation.
Mm. And, you know, Nokutula, pine trees make up a vast majority of the Safco forest, are not indigenous to the country. And today is Arbor Day, which is about the preservation of indigenous trees mostly. How would you say Safco is playing its role in promoting sustainable environmental management?
I think Safco this year marks 25 years, celebrates 25 years of FSC certification. So what this FSC certification is all about is when you get certified when you run the forestry in an environmental and sustainable manner, including this indigenous forest within our commercial forest. So I think having subscribed to the values of FSC is a demonstration that Safco it cares about the environment. And also we have an entire climate change department, that and an environmental department that focuses on making sure that we are aligned, we are preserving and taking care of our environment as an organization.
Mm. And beyond Arbor Day, September is also known as both Tourism and Heritage Month. What role would you say you play then in bolstering local tourism and promoting some of the province's natural sites, which form part of Mpumalanga's heritage?
I think, as you may know, that some of the attractions within the Sabi areas, they are managed by Safco. Mm. That would include your pools, your Mac Falls, Lisbon Falls, and Long Creek. So I think our contribution as an organization is just to make sure that those attractions are well maintained and we give people an opportunity to access them, to enjoy them while we're keeping them in their natural state, and also making sure that they are taken care of. So that's some of the contribution that that's how we contribute to the tourism sector. And before I joined in the call, you were talking to about the tourism recorder, which we as Safco were also part of it. So we are really striving and really looking forward into improving and making the tourism of the province, taking it to greater heights.
Mm. And are there any activities that we can look forward to within Safco's host communities that are exciting since the fun season has kicked off?
Yes, yes. So I think it's been on social media. Everyone is doing the Rainbow Challenge. So Safcol has also accepted the Rainbow Challenge. Watch out, something will be happening at the end of September at one of our picnic spots. We're going to advertise it on all our social media platforms, which are Safcol SOC, Facebook, Forest Waterfalls on Instagram, and also Safcol underscore SOC on Twitter. Something is coming up. However, as I said, that we have also accepted the Rainbow Challenge as an organization.
Thank you so much, Dr. Love. Oh, is something else you'd like to say?
No, nothing. Thank you.
But thank you so much for joining us then this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Dinesa, for having me.
And that was Safcol Senior Manager of Marketing and Communication, Nokutula Makarenge, on some of the initiatives the forestry company is undertaking. It is taking care of business. You're listening to Rise FM.